School board votes unanimously to restrict devices, and the hard questions start now. San Diego Unified's Board of Education voted unanimously on June 23rd to restrict gaming and video streaming platforms on all district-issued laptops beginning August 10th, the first day of the 2026-27 school year. The resolution also removes electronic device carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms. Exceptions are built in for students with individualized education programs whose documented needs require device access. Board President Richard Barrera and Trustee Shanna Hazan led the effort. The unanimity of the vote signals broad institutional consensus, but the resolution is explicitly a first step. A new committee is to be formed by winter break to develop grade-level screen time guidelines, and the district is required to produce AI governance policies by the end of the 2026-27 school year. The August restrictions are the visible leading edge of what is framed as a multi-year restructuring of how the district approaches technology in the classroom. Research linking non-instructional device use, particularly social media and passive video consumption, to reduced academic performance and elevated adolescent anxiety has accumulated steadily in recent years. The implementation challenge, however, is real. San Diego Unified students, like students everywhere, carry personal phones. A laptop-level block on YouTube and gaming platforms does not prevent a student from accessing the same content on a personal device under a desk, and much of the research cited by advocates for such policies involved settings where personal devices were also restricted. There are also equity and granularity concerns. A blanket block on video streaming does not distinguish between a student watching gaming clips and one using YouTube to access instructional content in a subject where district resources are thin. The committee forming by winter break will need to address that specificity. A June 12th analysis found that every major school district in San Diego County is running a deficit for 2025-26, with layoffs, compensation reductions, and campus closures already underway. The structural backdrop against which the district is implementing a technology reform that will require its own monitoring and compliance infrastructure. The San Diego County Board of Education separately passed a resolution honoring the three victims of the May 18th Islamic Center shooting, Amin Abdullah, Nadir Awad, and Mansour Kaziha, and formally condemning Islamophobia and anti-Muslim violence. Amin Abdullah, a father of eight, has been credited with triggering a lockdown that protected more than 100 children in the attached school. The FBI's investigation continues as a hate crime inquiry. No new charges or indictments have been announced. On the community support front, the San Diego County Office of Education and San Diego County Credit Union launched their 12th annual Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive on June 22nd, running through July 31st, to benefit students experiencing homelessness across the county. In sports, the Padres enter Friday at 42-37 on the back of a three-game sweep of the NL East leading Atlanta Braves, capped by a 5-2 win Wednesday before 40,183 fans. J.P. Sears earned the win in his season debut. Ty France hit his ninth home run of the year. San Diego now hosts the Los Angeles Dodgers, who sit at 52-29 with a 10-game division lead. First pitch at Petco Park is 6:45 p.m. on Apple TV+. And at Naval Base Coronado, Corey Heim won the Anduril 250 in what was billed as the first NASCAR points race ever held on an active military installation, a 16-turn, 3.4-mile circuit built on the base with the USS Carl Vinson as a backdrop.